Let Me Illustrate, a podcast series putting the spotlight on board game artists.
Hello everyone, my name is Anne Saxel, but you can call me Annie, and I started as a board game artist in 2021, I believe, during Corona, nonetheless. And I have always loved to draw. I think it was in the sixth grade when I decided I wanted to work with games. So I started to study 3D and 2D, and I went to Future Games to study art there, specifically for games, for 2 years. And during that time, we got to do an internship, and I applied for Iron Game Design. And that's where I got my first internship within the board game industry. I was very, very lucky to be taken in by Iron Game Design. I even got to work on Station Fall as my first board game, where I got to do both the box art, but also a lot of the characters. There are 30 characters. Madeleine Fiel gave me a hand with those, so I'm very thankful. But it was such a dream come true. I am best known for, I think, characters. That's what I'm hoping for. That's my my love and passion. I think my style is a little bit semi-realistic. However, I try in the future to always create a new art direction to create an identity for each board game that I've been working on. And with Station Fall, it was so fun. It was so fun. All the characters was very quirky and it matched the game so well. The way I would pitch Station Fall is a board game for heavy gamers that want to play a party game. I got to also do the box art, which was so intimidating, but I am so happy to see it out in shelves now. It's so rewarding to see it. It was a team effort with the composition and like the final outcome, but I'm so happy they gave me free hands as well to do what I think would fit the game. And the work that I'm most proud of is, that's so hard to say. I've been working on, let's see here. I don't remember all of them. So I worked on Station Fall, I worked on Dead Arcade, High Frontier, Module 4 Exodus, Interstellar, Fluffy Frontier, Pax Hispanica, and the last one is Caratini, From Darkness to Light. I think the ones that I'm most proud of are the ones that got an identity for themselves with a unique art style that I haven't seen a lot of board games make. So that would probably be either Derokar or Fluffy Frontier. Derokar has like a style it's kind of a lot of line art, a lot of chicken scratch line art with kind of chameleon eyes, with a lot of paper, torn paper and photos mashed together with an arts, like with art. It's just very hard to explain. I would recommend you go and check it out to see it for yourself. But I'm very proud of that. I haven't seen that art style in any board games before. But also my baby Fluffy Frontier that I worked on. When it started, when someone asked me what kind of board game would you make, and I said I think I would just do Cats in Space. And half a year later, that's what I was working on. And I worked so long trying to figure out an art direction for that. And we ended up with kind of like a Disney style with a 60s twist on it. A lot of warm colors, like bold graphics. It was so hard to nail down, but I finally got something I was very happy with, and I'm so glad it pulled through in the end. Both of those games were completely alone, and with Fluffy Frontier I did have some help, but I was the art director or the art lead, whatever you want to call me. I think it turned out very well, and I hope you guys get the chance to enjoy it as well. I do like creating different styles. I want each game to stand on their own legs and feel different from the other. But if I got to choose what I got to draw all day, it was 100% doing characters. I love characters. They're so fun. Just creating someone with... I want people to be able to see their personality, what they do, where they grew up, like just throughout the design. That's my bread and cheese here. Another thing that I really find important is getting the player like into the game, getting the thematics right, and hopefully the player gets sucked into the world and get to play and feel like they are the character and are in the story and can create the story for themselves while playing the board game. Where I get my inspiration from is everywhere. It's honestly my job every day to just find inspiration at different places, different experiences. When I made Pax Hispanica, I asked my boss if we could go to Vasa Museum in Stockholm. Oh yeah, I'm from Sweden. I live in Stockholm. So we have a museum where there was a ship that the king built in the 1600s that's just immediately sunk, and they managed to pick it up 300 years later, and it's preserved beautifully. So that's, I just went and looked at a 1600 ship for this 1600 based game. Like I said, I try to find inspiration every day from different sources. The obviously different board games as well. While making artwork for a board game is very, very important to find the balance of readability versus art, I would say. It's way harder than it looks. I find that clarity and a piece of art doesn't necessarily go hand in hand. So finding the right balance where the player understands what they're supposed to do and also find it beautiful, like a card, just a deck of card can be super duper beautiful and also readable. That's the goal, right? And making that is such a balance, and back and forth and play testing and try to see where you can push the colors and the artistic language versus the clarity and the icons and just the readability of the token or card or whatever you're making. Essentially, it's just important to have a beautiful and distinguished game, but also a very clear game where players are never confused about how to play the game, right? And that can be honestly also just as challenging to have that balance. And it can take a long time to get that right. But what take the longest in my opinion, is illustrations for a deck of cards. A deck of cards can be like 60 to 100 to 130 different cards. And when my boss told me, oh, we're gonna have individual illustrations for these, it's like, oh, okay, clear my schedule, time to grind. When you want every illustration to have a certain quality, but also you need to do 100 of them. It's a very hard balance, and that can take it can take months, honestly, to have them. It needs to be good enough, right? It has to be a certain quality, but you also need to realize, okay, I need to make 100 of these. So, you know, I think what I spend is like around 2 to 3 hours per illustration per card, essentially, give or take, depending on how challenging it is, and then just move on because there is no more time. So if you do the math, 3 hours times 100, there you go. Takes a while, but it's also very fun, and you learn so much finding shortcuts, I would say, to get it done in time. But that takes time. Another thing that takes time was in Stationfall with the 30 characters, where the characters was kind of the selling point and they needed to look good. And we also picked like a semi-realistic style, which takes a little bit more time. So I gave myself 2 days. So it was, I spent 3 hours on concept art. So each character got three different designs, and we picked one of the designs, and then I spent another 3 hours and another 8 hours to polish that. So 2 hours per character, and it's 30 characters, so that you can do the math how long that took. But that is honestly, like I mentioned before, my bread and butter, so I could do that all day, every day. It is what I live for. It is so fun to make characters, so I don't mind. It can take as long as it wants. I think more board games, when it comes to artwork, they should try to find their own identity. There's a lot of board games that looks very similar, and when I look for inspiration, when I look at the other board games, I see it's like, I see that before, seen that before. They should explore more to find their own identity, their own language that make them stand out from the crowd. Again, I also think board games can be pieces of artwork, right? A lot of them make the bare minimum, and I think a lot of them can benefit from just make the board pretty. Make the board pretty. Make the cards pretty. Make it pretty, right? Add flowers. Add tiny details. If it's a line, you can stylize the line. It doesn't have to be a straight line, you know? Obviously, there are time restraints, I understand. But try to see where you can really find a language for your game, and I promise you it will stand out from the crowd. Artist styles that I admire, it kind of depends, honestly. When it comes to board games, I would really look a lot at Hidden Leaders. It's such a beautiful game with interesting characters, beautiful colors, beautiful shapes. It just comes together as a cohesive piece that I always admire. So I look a lot of Hidden Leaders. But honestly, mostly I look at other media for inspiration. I look a lot of digital games. I look at movies. I look at LPCD covers. I look a lot of ads and commercials, how they portray and create a design for their products. I don't follow specific people per se, but I try to find inspiration in different places. Something I do come back to though is a lot of League of Legends characters with their splash art. They're so talented artists there who spend like a month on this one art piece, right? And you can tell the composition, the colors, and the story they're telling in just one image is so inspiring, so impressive. And that's something I strive to, and I usually come back to see how it was made. But I would recommend, if you're a board game artist yourself, then don't just look at other board games. Try to avoid that. Try to look at movies, concept art, classical paintings, advertisement. Look at places other board games have not looked, right? And try to find that identity for yourself. What would happen if you only used brown and gold for your game? What would happen if you were only allowed to use pointy shapes? What would happen if you're only, use text for art? I don't know. But try to find this art direction for yourself, and look at other places, look at how other people have managed to create that identity, and see what you can learn from them and apply in your own game. And I think what very few people know about me, okay, this question, I don't know. Not a lot of people know about me, so I think there's a lot. I don't know. I like chocolate and long walks on the beach and cozy evenings at home, I guess. I don't know what this question is. I'm sorry. but yeah, if you want to get in touch with me, you can, first of all, if you want to check out my art, you can look at Iron Game Design's website and find the games I mentioned, Pax Hispanica, Fluffy Frontier, Dedocat, and all that jazz. If you want to see my portfolio, you can find me at ArtStation as Anne Isaksson. If you want to see like all my good work, but also my crappy work, my sketches, my studies, everything, I upload everything like that on Instagram as Art Ambly, Art AMBLI, I think, or is it Y? You'll find me, don't worry. Otherwise, you can email me as well if you have any. I do freelance. If you wanna have some freelance work from me, you can email me at anne.isaksson@hotmail.com. And that's it. Hope to hear from you, and have a great day.
This podcast was made possible by the generous help of my supporters. Role patron, Sean Newman. Magic champion, John Risley. Castle guards, David Miller and James Naylor. Dice masters, Alex Bardi, Paul Grogan and Robin Kay. And shining lights, Jacob Davis, Gavin Jones, Vukasin Nizovic, Sarah Reed, and Richard Simpson.